Welcome to Digital First Leadership, the podcast that focuses on helping leaders and teams understand how to master the language of social media in today's digital first world. In this episode, Richard speaks with Peter McKay, the current CEO of Sneak, a network security company currently experiencing tremendous growth. Peter and Richard talk about the experience Peter has had with this concept of being a digital first leader and how he's leveraged it for the impressive success of his company and the strides he's made with his own personal brand.
Peter, thank you very much for joining me today.
Great to be here. Good to talk to you, Richard.
Now, Peter, you and I have known each other for quite a while, and you've been leading Sneak during this time as a CEO. But the thing we wanted to talk about today was the experience that you've had basically being this concept of digital leader, because you started off, this isn't how you started, and now you've been able to really leverage it for Sneak. And I guess COVID changed some things, but it didn't. Help the audience understand kind of your position when it comes to how Sneak is structured and how that's had an impact for you from a digital standpoint.
Yeah, I think, you know, early on, the company was a very virtual company, a virtual organization where, we have hubs in different parts of the world, in Tel Aviv, in London, in Boston, and in Ottawa and Zurich and different places, but it's been fairly virtual. So, when COVID happened, you know, it was very quick to kind of everybody move to work from home and kind of get out of all those hubs. And we haven't really missed a beat. And so it's allowed us to, you know, to continue to work and operate very effectively as a, you know, is, you know, now almost a, you know, 600 person company all over the world. So it's been an interesting transition.
Now for you, as you've done that, because you're in Boston, a lot of the folks are in London, as you said, Tel Aviv, Ottawa, How have you been able to take advantage of your online digital presence to be able to wield that kind of influence? And also in the market, Sneak has been in the news, acquisitions and partnerships and that type of thing. How have you used your online presence to be able to kind of extend that voice?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you know, I think I underappreciated it many years ago, you know, when I thought about it. You know, you're in the software world for so many years, and you know, you don't appreciate kind of the network and the people that you've met and worked with over the years. And then you start seeing kind of a lot of these people that, you know, you're following and they're following you. And, you know, your influence starts to grow a little bit more and as you kind of move through your career. And now I, you know, when I look at not my social presence, not, you know, one for Sneak and, you know, getting the message to all the people within our company and on different matters, you know, internal, external things that we're happy about. But what I underestimated was the impact externally, you know, on the community and the people that I've worked with in many years from VMware and Veeam and all the way back to CA and, you know, all the way through my career, it's been more impactful than I thought, you know, when I talk about, you know, the environment or I talk about, you know, as much as I try to stay away from some of the political aspects, you know, how many people it touches. And so what I've come to realize is the magnitude of just the, I wouldn't say following, but the influence that you can have on people. And that manifests itself to, you know, just people wanting interest in Sneak and wanting to know more about the company. So it's been a, you know, an interesting, journey for me on the digital side where, you know, I always kind of thought I'm more internal and then, you know, realizing, you know, even pre-COVID that the external is an important part of not just for Sneak, but, you know, I think for a lot of people who want to understand maybe my take on a few different topics or, you know, different issues that are coming up and my comment on something that they're doing. So it's been a good, but I'm always learning, you know, about the magnitude of how we can be better at it.
I mean, I think back on the story and you actually are in my book about a particular story that struck me that was one of those events where I feel like you suddenly were a little surprised. And that had to do with the story about carpeting, right? And if you recall, and it's been a while, but if you recall that you and I talked and you put out on
yes, right? on the show floor.
Yeah.
The show floor of the exhibits. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I share that story in my book because one of the things that happened is, and I was surprised, I happened to be at the time, remember walking beside you and we were at the show and it was in Chicago and you said, "Hey, I've got to go over to our booth. I got to go check out the carpeting." And I got to admit at the time I was like, what?
Yeah.
And so that story then, because what happened was, is that
never skimp on the padding.
Right. Yeah. Never skip, because you talked about how your career as a salesperson, all those years you'd been standing on that show floor, but then you posted it on LinkedIn. And yeah. I think at the time you were surprised, because that was early on in you starting to explore this digital presence, that you were surprised at the reaction that you got from simply sharing a small little insight.
Yeah. Like, who cares about my feelings about carpet and padding at in a show floor booth? And so I think it just gives people, you know, that not all CEOs are, you know, are this ivory tower kind of CEOs or executives are a certain way. We care about, you know, I grew up in the floor, you know, being at a booth and doing that for 3 days and your back's bothering, your legs are bothering you. And it's like, you know, these are things that you've learned throughout your career that, you know, I think it's, important lessons you learn along the way, but I didn't think anybody would care about it. Why would anybody care about it? I think it was probably the most read post that we did at that time. Yeah. All about padding.
It was about how important it was for you to go down and check out how much padding they had used to make sure that they had the thickest padding for your team. And it got tens of thousands of people viewing that, commenting. And it did surprise you, because then I've noticed that, because then last year as COVID hit, you and I talked about a post that you wanted to put out and that you ended up putting out about several. One was the mental health day for Sneak, but the other company. One was, what was it? It was the don't waste your time.
Don't waste the opportunity.
Don't waste the opportunity.
It's interesting because, you know, and to be honest, I probably should do more of it, because, you know, this whole COVID period has been a challenging time for everybody. And it's not like, you know, it's not like the COVID period, because the COVID period is like five different phases along this journey. And, you know, it started with, you know, holy cow, now everybody's working from home. And then people go through this period where they, you know, overworked, and now they're, you know, people are, you know, burning out. And you think of all the phases that people have gone through over this year plus. And I started to comment on the different phases I was going through, you know, and thoughts that I were going through my mind at these different stages. And I just thought, you know, if I'm feeling it, maybe others are. And so I just posted them. Here's what I'm feeling along the journey. And it wasn't related. It's just like, hey, you know, I'm feeling the same. And it gave people a forum to comment and say, yeah, I'm feeling the same. And I, you know, what are you doing about it? And here's what we did along the way. Cause I think Sneak was pretty, I mean, everybody talks about how they adjusted and they were quick. It's like, but I think we did we're very fast to adjust to different things that we're, you know, sensing with the team that we had, the team that we have in place all around the world, because the dynamics are different in Israel than they are in London. And, you know, everybody's going through different things, kids with family, with parents, with kids at home and not. It's a trying time.
You know, it is a trying time, but here's an interesting thing that I have observed, and maybe you have as well, as you bring up the kids and the family, is that traditionally we would work in whether it was remote or in person, and there was a clear delineation between personal and professional, right?
Yeah.
When you came to work, you were at work. If you had to take time off for the kids, it was kind of not that it was a strain, but there was some challenges. Now, my team did a training this morning for a client. It was very early this morning, but we know that at a certain hour, one of my trainers, a member of my team, three of her four children go off to school.
Yeah.
And so they know perfectly comfortable to walk into that camera while their mother is presenting. And she clearly interrupts and says, my kids are going off to school. Excuse me for a moment. She turns around, kisses each one of them goodbye. They all wave to the camera and off they go. And I have never had a client ever show anything other than appreciation and enthusiasm to wave back. And how interesting that personally, we are inside of each other's lives that a year ago, if you talked
unheard
about,
of,
unheard of.
Yeah, that, the dog in your room or the dog coming up and jumping on your lap in the middle of a call. You know, I mean, everything's on the table now. Everything's acceptable. I really believe. I mean, you look at the way people dress, the, you know, the people coming in and out, you know, it's just, it's okay. It's okay. It's not a big deal anymore.
And do you feel that your preparation, that you got yourself kind of into this mode of being comfortable online, has helped you then in this transition to be able to feel comfortable communicating, being out there, being actually have a voice without worrying too much about, oh, am I saying the right thing? Am I doing it the right way?
Yeah. You know, I think that's true. I think we've evolved our thinking and our approach. And, you know, I've been much more open. Like I was very, very private. You know, there was a strict wall between work and my home life and opinions and all that. And that's kind of the way you were brought up, really. I mean, and there really wasn't the vehicles that you had, you know, today, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And so, you know, I found that, hey, certain things that I've learned over the years, lessons that I've learned, mistakes that I've made, you know, if I can share some of those experiences with people so they don't make the same mistakes that I've made and they can learn from me, you know, at this point in my career, it's about the legacy you leave. Someday I'm going to go off and do, you know, kind of retire and hang out down Cape Cod and try to figure out how to golf. You know, and all you have, you'll have is, you know, good memories of, you know, impacting. I always tell the people that I work for, that I work with, you know, managers, I said, you know, think about the person in your life that other than your parents that had the most impact on you, a teacher, a coach, you know, a boss. Think about the person who's impacted your life the most. And, you know, remember that person, like, and say, and then I ask them, now think about how many people would have you as that person. You know, how many people would have you as the one who impacted their life? And that's what I try to think about, is how many people's lives can I positively impact? And that's what, I mean, at this point, this is kind of what I'm, you know, I've learned a lot and I'm still learning and I still got a lot to learn. But for me, the joy, the passion that I have is around seeing the things that I've been able to, how I've been able to help and mentor and grow and share, you know, different things along my journey to help make people better. And that's what motivates me. Yeah.
And now having that digital presence has allowed you, as I've watched your career,
to share it.
Right? You've been able to be comfortable sharing those things. Like you said, nobody cares about my opinion about carpeting. Well, guess what? Tens of thousands of people care.
You know, it's funny. It's almost like, you know, I was just on an interview with someone from the UK, and they said, look, I read all your LinkedIn and I was on one of your podcasts, and they just kept on reciting different things that I said in a podcast. And I said, I don't even remember that podcast. And it's like, you know, you posted on LinkedIn, you know, a year ago, and I kind of read it, listened to it. So it has the impact much more than I ever thought. And so, yeah, I'm humbled, I'm honored, I'm appreciative of, you know, just being in a position where I have anything to say that anybody's willing to listen to.
And so as we wrap up, that's an interesting thing. I like, what would you say to an executive who's listening, maybe who's either coming to work for you or maybe is in another field completely unrelated to what you're doing? What would you say to them from advice of just to put themselves out there, to take advantage of these tools? And what happens if they fail to heed that advice? What happens if somebody hesitates to put themselves out there and get online and become a digital?
I think today it's so, I think it kind of encourages people to get kind of out there. You know, I think it's a, you know, the downside is not as, you know, as much as it was before. I mean, I don't know. I just encourage people to take the step, you know, and I push my executives and our company and the teams, and you're doing some work to help, you know, some of our, the teams at Sneak kind of get more of that voice out there and impact. Take the step. You know, you can, I think, I don't know about, I know you're similar to me in that I'm always learning. I'm always researching. Right. I'm always trying to, you know, see what best practices are out there. So I'm on LinkedIn. I'm always looking for an interesting article, but I do it from people I respect. And I look for, if someone says, hey, this is an article that I think is worth it, I'm going to read the article. Because it cuts through all the noise. It just, you know, you focus on the people you think you're going to benefit from. And it makes me better at what I do. And so I'm always learning. And now I'm, you know, I am far more aggressive in how I share, more outbound than, you know, kind of keeping everything close to the vest. And
I think that's great advice to a lot of them who are hesitant to make that step. Yeah. So I certainly appreciate you sharing. Peter, thank you so much for your time today.
Anytime, I know you're busy. Richard.
This has been great. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
You've been listening to Digital First Leadership, the podcast where you learn to leverage and build your expertise on digital platforms. For more valuable tips on mastering the language of social media, subscribe to our newsletter at blisspointconsult.com. If you'd like to stay in touch, feel free to add Richard on LinkedIn and join the conversation.